Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi in the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za. Today, we're talking a little bit about traveling. If you're taking a flight overseas or you're just going on a road trip, what are the tech essentials to take with you? The number one that I will always recommend to everybody is noise-canceling headphones. And that applies if you're on a flight, amazing. Or if you're in a car, it might not be for the driver, but for all the passengers, and the driver should get some peace and quiet. And if you are taking those noise-canceling headphones, one of the things to consider on a flight is something called a Bluetooth plane adapter. So if you have some headphones you can plug in with a cable, others you can't, particularly in-ear headphones you can't, but you get a little Bluetooth adapter that allows you to plug into the plane's audio out and wirelessly go to your headphones. Well worth looking at those. You should find them easily on most online stores. The other thing, if you are traveling internationally, is consider getting an eSIM before you leave, a multi-country eSIM, so you've got connectivity the moment you get somewhere. Roaming is incredibly expensive, and eSIMs will work out a lot cheaper and a lot easier than the panic of finding a SIM card for the country you're going to if you don't have one already. And while we're on that topic, if you have two-factor authentication with your bank or something like that, an app that you often need to get into, you can open up with your service provider in South Africa SMS roaming. Now, this isn't the same as call roaming or data roaming. This is actually a reasonably cheap thing. And if you have SMS roaming and you keep your SIM card in your phone, you can receive SMSs, or if you have an eSIM, either locally or for the foreign one. And then while you're there, don't forget your charging cables, of course. Absolutely vital for travel. And also consider a battery pack. The newer ones now, the batteries are getting incredibly large. You can get 4, 5, 6 chargers out of each one, or even charge a laptop. Many of them have built-in cables. I just bought one the other day that has 4 or 5 different kinds of cables, so you don't need to have a cable with you for that battery pack. And if you aren't taking a very good charger and charger cable, do remember your desktop charger. I actually like to use a travel charger, which usually you can get smaller ones with multi-plugs and only need one device. And if you are going to take a South African charger, of course, remember to take those plug adapters for the relevant country. Another thing that many people don't think about is the banks have changed from credit card access to lounge access, for lounge access if you have it at airports, to something called Lounge Key or the like, or there's a new Visa app. Be careful. Check which airports you're going to be at and with your bank. I ran into trouble in this recently as they have changed over. If you haven't traveled in the last couple of months, things have changed and it's got complicated. While we're there, let's talk about a little bit of safety stuff. Think about having photos of your important docs, and if you are going to take a photograph of your passport, there's usually a barcode on the back of your passport. Make sure you got that. A lot easier to replace a passport if you have a copy of that barcode at a foreign embassy, of course. Consider setting the screensaver on your phone, the one that anyone can see, to relevant contact info in case you lose or have a phone stolen. And then also consider translation apps. On many modern iPhones and Android phones, you don't need that. Depending on the country you're going to, there are native translation apps inside the operating system of the phone. You don't generally need to download that. And again, if you're on Android, consider Google Maps, but do download the offline versions of those apps for your travel. Can get you out of trouble, especially the day you arrive. Same goes for Waze. If you are going to a country that has very good public transport, there's an incredible app called City Mapper, which allows you very often to optimize between various modes of transport, whether private car, bicycle, rental bicycle, or the subway or underground or whatever it is. It's an incredible app that's called City Mapper. And before you get on that plane, while you're still at home, download your media. Consider downloading Netflix, YouTube, music, podcasts, whatever it is. It's well worth it. particularly on Apple iOS, the newer iOS, there's incredible journaling software, really nice for being present and thinking about what you're doing. And back to maps, consider local transport apps for the city you're going into to download train tickets and the like. Many cities in the world have a city app, a very specific app for that city, usually by the municipality, that's well worth downloading before you get to the city, that you can do that. A little bit of Googling will get you far there. And also for many forms of public transport, if you have Tap and Pay on your watch or phone, do load your credit card into your wallet, because that can get you through the public transport. And very often, the more you use it, the better it is. It really is an advantage that you pay less and less per each trip as you use it more often, and make sure you're always using the same credit card as you go through. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to load your credit card into your phone's wallet. And that's it for this week. I hope your holiday season is going to be great and this advice helps at least some of you. And if you've got questions or recommendations, or you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, please, david@fmr.co.za, and of course find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast, as always, you'll find on fmr.co.za.